Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Jethro, and I want to welcome you to a very fun night. It's Saturday. We're doing a little bit of a later show. Those of you who've waited, I thank you for your patience. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties even getting in tonight. More importantly, we're going to have some fun. So get back, get relaxed, ready for your weekend with Psychics Gone Wild. Here we are, and once again, the discussion and the conversations we've been having have been on different topics of metaphysical. I would like to take this time to ask any and all of you who are going into the work of what we've been doing to take a little bit and ask yourself, what else you're looking for, and going into the whole energy of what would you like to have happen in this next year, because manifestation is the word that we're going to start discussing. So those of you who know that we always pick a topic, tonight it's Psychic Jethro Live on Psychics Gone Wild, and the conversation is manifesting. So you're manifesting, you're wanting energies to come in. You've done the work, you've put the things together, you've seen it, you know it, you know it's coming. You know that you've already gotten it and it's already happened. The positive has been there, you've already visualized, as I said, and you've sat there and it's starting to go. You're also now at a point where the deadlines, the things that you already had visualized and said that were coming, are not there. Now's when it gets really intense. You know, the thing that most of us really do is we start to look inside, we start to go, I manifested this, I have this, it's here, it's here. And then the other part of the side of the brain starts to work. It starts to do the left side of, okay, there's bills this month. There's other responsibilities this month. There's other things this month. And it's like a lot of times you'll see people who are manifesting will start at this point to raise their energy and they'll say, it's there, I know it's there, I know like I know. And, you know, those of you who've read different books and different articles will really then begin to really strengthen that. A very welcomed approach. My topic and the way I like to do it is I like to add the violet flame to that. You then at this point begin to raise your energies. You put your seven chakras into gear. Those of you who know what I'm talking, and that means you put the energy in. You raise each color of that chakra to a count, to a vibration, to strengthen that aura so that your all seven chakras, starting at your root chakra, all to your crown, are working in a vibration. So then you've done a 20-minute, let's say, exercise, and now all seven chakras are raised, open, working, all going clockwise. Then you turn around and go to your 8 and 9 chakra above that, raise them to an energy, raise them to a very strong strength, and then visualize and see the violet flame. You have a lot of people will tell me they use the Saint Germain prayers. They do the work. I never really do. I just pretty much go through the whole part of what I've got going on. You know, and I go into the energy of it, and I turn around and I add with the work of it, and I make sure that I have everybody there visualizing, and I say everybody, that means all of your guides are on deck. You're not leaving anybody of your deck, you know, not there. So you're feeling your energy, you're strengthening, you're talking with your guides. This is when you do the violet flame. Then's when you put the energy out and you put going into it, you put the strength there, and then you put that towards any of those left side energies. It's going to happen. It's like putting a battery together. Now, I know there's different ones and we're going to talk different types of it. This is one of the things I love about the fact of metaphysical is there's so many different varieties of it. I had this person yesterday that talked to me and welcome me that for 2 weeks they have been on a toning class with me, and they let me know that they have what's been doing this is that they have been doing the toning, and the other two chakras that I use for toning, they have different resonations and have learned a different method, so they kept mixing the two together. Long story short, take what you can from me, learn what you can, and learn from everyone. But when you're learning from me, don't mix mine and the guru down the street, because what happened was they mixed both together. And they're not raising their energy. They're actually turning two chakras off and one on. They look like a stop sign. They're sitting here going off on red, gold, red, you know. It's like, wait a minute. You know, we want to keep the green going. We want it to balance everybody. It goes to the yellow that goes to the red. If you're not and you're doing a traffic like off on blinking, you're not doing anybody any service. So when for manifesting for this purpose, always make sure everything's at a go because your level of your energy is going to raise. Now, this is where you get into new and old age metaphysical. Some psychics and some metaphysical believe that you need to have your top chakra, that's your crown, raised to an energy and your lowers down of your red. So you look like a pizza or a pie shape. Now, this makes sense to me if you wanted to be a balloon. Why would you want to hold your lower anchor to a small point and raise all the energy at the top? Then you've got it all up there in that area. You want to keep it all flowing down through all your chakras so that it happens. Anyone who's manifested large amounts, big things, and will testify that what I'm saying is true. Depending on what you're testifying and what you're trying to manifest, there's where you raise your energies. You never, I say never, very much ever take the energies past that. It's great if you're manifesting a book or you're manifesting other energies that you're going to have. Yes, open that up. But remember, as you're going through and you're making these other energies, those of us who do different vibrations always complement and make sure that we've got all sides working towards a good avenue that way. So, this is Psyche Gone Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro, and I want to welcome 720. You're on live with me tonight. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jethro?
Doing pretty good. Really been busy. Really trying to looking forward to a very positive new outcome. A lot of things happening and trying to help as many people as I can and welcoming people that we've been putting together a lot of classes. It looks like we're going to be doing classes all over the country, and right now it's all mixing. And I feel that's part of my calling and part of what I'm going to do. So if you will go ahead and give me your name, and I feel like I can fill a little energy with you. Is there a direct question or a subject you'd like to look at, or just would you like a general reading?
Well, where I was listening earlier, and you was asking the question about what do we want to manifest within the next year? Was that
mm-hmm.
the topic?
Yes.
Yeah. So do I need to just tell you what I want to manifest, and then you tell me what you're picking up or how you're doing this tonight?
And you know, and welcome. I felt your energy, and I thank you for, you know, you're one of my loyal followers and very good friend and client and friend and just family. I feel that what you're wanting to manifest and what you're going after happening, and what I'm sensing with you is it has to not only do with your health, but it has to do with healing others. I feel that you're working in a physical residence. They're telling me you want a physical place manifested that you're safe, other people are safe, and that you're working in a positive condition to have business and healing and work there for others.
That's true.
That's what I'm getting. And I'm getting this is very much yes with you. I also get that you're having some other energy happen. You've come through a lot of healing since we first talked. I mean, we've been a couple months now
yeah.
since I met you.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of healing and clearing on myself, too.
You're one of our fans of our healthy coffee and our tea. I say tea. You're a tea person and love the tea energy. And I also see that you've been working, like you said, a lot of your own energy. You've had other, some outside healers, some spiritual cleansers brought in. And I feel that also that this is right now a point of energy that your home and the physical there is causing like a, they keep showing me like a ship. It's like it sways to one side and then it sways to the other side. And it's gotten to where you need a safe harbor so you can focus on the other goals and dreams that you have. And those goals are making your life more of an open energy for you to be able to focus on what you want.
Right.
And I get yes. You know, we were talking about in a year. I also see something else that's happened for you that as you've started to strengthen your abilities, and I say abilities, but, you know, we those of you who've listened and know, I'm telling those stories here on Avatar that she's not telling, that Avatar is a very gifted not only healer, but very gifted psychic, and she's we learned this a lot of times ago. Me and Avatar joked about on a few shows we've had is that we, those of us who read, we learn to have other people compliment. Like I read for her, I have someone read for me, she reads. We've had her read for a few people on the shows. And what I'm feeling here is that what's going on, we were talking about manifesting. Avatar, do you mind sharing just a little bit? I know you're from, you know, a totally different culture and background, which is complementary to what I do, but it is good. You have your own ways. Did what I was saying tonight with it, did it resonate in some of the ways you do, or can you maybe iterate a little bit on how you manifest, if that's okay?
Yes. Well, I do a lot of different types of meditation, and one of the meditations that I do in terms of manifestation is I go into the field of all possibilities, and I envision myself there as I want to be. And just say, like at this point, if there's anything that's lacking, when I envision myself in the field of all possibilities, I'm co-creating there, and I'm creating what it is that I want. So what I do, I connect with my solar plexus from here and now to the solar plexus of my myself in the field of all possibilities. And sometimes I use meditative music. And it's very powerful. The first time I did it, it was like the light in my solar plexus was like a rocket. You know, have you seen some of these I've seen this movie. I can't think of the name of it, but this person, if he wanted to go somewhere, he would just go. He would just go there. You know, he didn't, he would just go. It's Jumpers. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Jumpers. And that's how I felt when I envisioned, you know, and then I felt different afterwards. So I think it did something to the molecules and the cells in my body in terms of reprogramming them, you know, just from that visualization and just making my intent for what it is that I wanted. So I feel a lot different, and my gifts are becoming more predominant. I feel that they're opening up more and more and more, and I feel a lot more confident in my own abilities.
I love that, and I love when you were saying there. You know, it is exactly what you said—the jump, the energy. I know that people call it the surge. I've loved through the years, as you know, as we all take this on. There's so many different ways of it that people, you know, if it works, I use what works, and I use what's in the light. And I love the fact that when through the years, I've learned that some things, you know, work real well. It's just like when you were a little kid, and those of you who let your parents buy firecrackers, you went to the stand, and you bought yourself the little snake and it lit up, and it's like, oh, how cool. You know what I mean? It's like growing around. Well, then the next time years you got older, you got to go in, and then finally you got to buy yourself a little firecracker, you know, a little sparkler, and you got to pop a few of them. Same thing with manifesting. When you're ready to bring in the big cherry bomb and you're ready to grab it, do exactly what we're talking here. Bring it in. You're going to feel those surges. When I do a violet flame, you guys can ask my relationship, other people. I am like sitting there, and it's like I look very young. My energy is just like, whoa, vibrating. Usually I do it laying on the bed, because when I get done with the strength, I am so enraptured with the energy that I look like I've been, you know, dancing with Silly Putty. I'm just like, well, you know, I'm just ready to just be happy. And that's when you know it's going. I've had friends tell me that, you know, they're like, I manifested for years. And a good example was when I was in Sedona. They can tell you I was one of the best teachers on Tuesday with it, because people followed me and came into the store. There's a lot of times that's what a lot of us do in this. You need to know, like, you know, you do the work, and then when the people come and they're there, you already are going at it. You'll visualize, you'll feel it, and the angels and the guides will bring it. Notice when you're manifesting the funny patterns they will have. You know, you make a joke, and you talk about a Jack-Jack, a name or that, and they will bring in Jackie. They'll bring Jack-Jacks, they'll bring Jackie-O, Jackie-G, all these J's, and you're going, okay. And it was just, it's just very much like Avatar said, it's like you feel that sway. I know that when we're talking metaphysical, I've had people tell me in their class, I'm hearing this. I'm getting this sense, and I'm going, okay, what? And it's like their guides are giving them that vibration. And if a person is in a state where they haven't got their sixth open and they're seeing so well, they'll raise it to a high of the purple. All of a sudden they're getting this tickling. I know of a person that used to have the tickly hair, we called it, and she's like, my head is tickling, my hair is going crazy. I'm like, okay, let's read your hair. And everybody would laugh. They're like, read your hair? What is she, run Stiltskin? Put down your hair? I said, reach up and feel your head. Feel with your hands. Feel the sensation. And she could feel it, just like you said. All of a sudden, she's like, oh, they're telling me that the money's coming from, this is going to happen. And a lot of times with a reader and a psychic, they do give us the forewarnings of ourselves. It's so hard. That's why manifesting is one of the best ways to do the reading, because you're in that energy. So you're outside of the forest and you can see the trees without going it. Now, I know I can hear already you guys calling. I see the phones are really filling up, and you're going to go, oh, Jethro, you've went wild again and you went crazy. Well, for me, this is what happens. A lot of my students, I can testify that it works. If you do it with a candle, we talked about that. That's one of the classes. Those of you who are signing up for my psyche classes, we work with moving the candle. Patty Negri talked about moving the flame. She raises the energy and she watches the flame dance. She watches the flame do that. That magic is very cool to me. I do read with the candle flame. And what I do with the different colors is we set, do the different energies, and we use it as a tool to do the reading. But when you're manifesting, I know, and I can already hear the other side of some of you guys, but you have to have a candle on when you manifest. Okay, then walk with me. Why is, if this had to be like this, then explain with the parting of the waters. Do you think that the Lord's people just stopped right in the middle of the sand with all the water and said, build a fire. We've got to have this manifesting. Come on, Moses, you know you've got work to do. If we don't have a candle, it's not going to work. I mean, it didn't happen that way. Same kind of concept. I'm making a funny of it, but you see that what I'm saying, you've got to do it, and you've got to be able to just grab on and do it. Work while you play. You know, and I come and tell a story, Avatar. Everyone knows that me and Avatar both come from restaurant. If you're busy in a restaurant and they yell the word bus, and you know you've got 60 to 70 hungry people going to jump out of that bus and eat everything in that place that they can pack out of there in so many minutes and pretty much not tip you, be snappy. And if you're really lucky, they might, most of them, run through without causing you too much grief. It's the same kind of concept. You've got to be able to be fast, efficient, and do it and just go. Right, Avatar? Am I saying that? I mean, is that a good explanation for a food service person to say?
Oh, yes, for sure. Without a doubt.
We had them all laughing last time because we're like, okay, it's getting that time of night. If you go to a restaurant the last 10 minutes before the meal, you're going to get the cold on food. It's like, I don't, you know, and they're like, well, they're making it fresh because I'm the last one. I feel so special. Think about that. This person's sitting there tired. Their feet hurt. Their neck hurts. They're going, okay, I've been hanging over this grill all night long, smelling french fries up my nose, and my hair is now greasy. And you're sitting here going, they will make me up a little hamburger and french fries all special just for me. Do you really feel, even if they whip it out, I mean, I am a really good cook, and I had a lady tease me once. She goes, I think my chicken fry's odd. It was odd. I was in such a hurry. I flipped it. I stuck it on it. The lid stuck to it. It picked up the chicken fry. It was frozen. It cooked on the lid. I flipped it off the lid. It slapped on the grill. I slapped it on the plate, threw it out to her. One side was half cooked. So it looked like it was kind of anemic. But long story short, you just don't get the same service. Same thing in metaphysical. I would like you to stay with me, Avatar, and stay on the phone. We've got quite a few callers, and this is our Saturday a little later. Those of you who, I want to thank you, who called in. I know we normally do an 8 o'clock show. We're doing a little later, and we're doing a little change. Ryan's going to try to be with me, my son, a little bit. Right now, he's trying to get my grandsons down. I have an Aries grandson who right now is a year and a half old, and he wants to stay up and play. He wants to see how long he can tease his dad until his dad either pops his bottom or tries another means to get him to listen. Right now, he seems to be listening when he feels like it at a year and a half. So we're laughing, and so we're on a little bit tonight, welcoming all of you. I do know a lot of you have got a lot of questions. Hang on to these shows. You know, if you guys are listening and doing the right side button, we have got some phenomenal guests coming on. Next week, we have Richard Harvey from Spain. He will be on at a special time. Those of you listening in, regular followers, tune in Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 9 a.m. Mountain Time. He'll be on for an hour from Spain talking to you about healing, meditations, 30-some-year master in metaphysical, in the spiritual involvement in Spain. And he will be on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. Following right after it is an hour with Casey Kelly and our wonderful Pamela Cummings for an hour reading with our psychic, gifted, musical psychic. Tuesday mornings is just wild. Then if you guys want to turn right around and you're going into it, we've got our usual normal readings with Dina Flanagan on Wednesdays, going into with Aurora on Thursdays, Friday, Amy Kavanaugh, and then once again we have Deborah Jacobs, phenomenal psychic, gifted lady who discusses working with dragons and does work with St. Michael. Gave readings the last time she was on, very phenomenal, very gifted psychic. And we just got the word in today. I was going through, you guys are going to love this, put in an email for the times. If you go into psychicsgonewild.com, it also counts. Put in a submission. I want to be in on the Christmas basket contest. Put your name in. Every time you put in for psychicsgonewild.com submission or psychicsjethro@aol.com, we will put your email in the basket. And the first week of November, we're going to draw, and that person will win physically. Right now, I have quite a few books. We're going to be giving out one of the books is Lynn Andrews in the Inner Circle. We've got a bunch of other items that are going to be put in there. Amy Kavanaugh has graciously offered to do some dowsing rods. They will be in there as prizes. We have a half an hour reading by Aurora Rose. We have Organo Coffee. For those of you who like to try out the healthy coffee, there'll be a pack of coffee in there. Black coffee, and also looking, I think there's going to be tea. It's just going to be a Christmas basket. We will draw one every Saturday night in November until all five baskets are gone. There is some really phenomenal. Sherry Richards is another author who will be on. She will be on November with us and letting us go and let us read with us. Meg Blackburn Lucy. Dr. Meg Blackburn Lucy is one of the prizes. There's boxes of it. There's books there that will be given away. She will be on discussing past life regression work, working within the energies. We've got phenomenal people. And we owe this to our Deborah Jacobs. We're going to find something very special to do to her. And you guys got to tune in Friday with her and Amy together. You know it's going to be a show. Friday night, those two together with me, we're going to just go intense. We did decide, those of you who've asked for it, Fridays we're going to go a little longer than an hour because there's just so many of you. And we've got so many people calling in. Those of you, this is our way to say thank you for being our listeners and followers. Please email us. Go to psychicsgonewild.com site. Write in there your opinion. Just put in there. Every email, everything you put in there will be confidential. You can say, good example, Avatar here. That is the name she uses. Put in there, if I win, say, whatever you want to come up with, Barbie doll Lulu, I don't care. Whatever name you want to say, I will announce it over the radio. It's your keyword. You win. The winner, we're going to pull a winner, and we're going to pull one Friday night and then announce it again Friday and Saturday, I should say. And that person has until Monday to contact me at my phone number or whatever address that I've got out there, contact and say, yay, I want this because you're putting in. We're going to get with them, and then we'll turn around and notify the next Friday and Saturday. So that in the total, there'll be five baskets given away just in November from Psyche's Gone Wild. Merry Christmas to you. And what we're doing is it's for our fans and all of our people. We are really excited. Those of you who have emailed in are already qualified. I have went through, and I know that I have way over a couple hundred emails already that have been qualified in. Keep emailing in. Now, I'm not saying, send Jethro 760,000 emails of hello, 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 put me in. But I am saying keep emailing in. I've got a question. I've got something to do. I want Psyche's Gone Wild to stay on later. I want him to stay less. I want Jethro to breathe when he's talking on the phone. I want him to stop breathing through his nose on the phone. I don't care. Whatever, something like that, you write to me. If it's legitimate and it's there, we'll put that in for the contest. We love you, and that's what we're doing this for. We're so excited. We're looking at some gift certificates. Will be a gift certificate from me, Psyche Jethro. You can win a half an hour reading that can be used within the year of 2013. And it's something that, like now, I had a person tell me a very good idea with it. They go, we'll get this basket. I win the basket. I'll take the gift certificate, put it in the stocking stuffer for my sister, and then I can turn around and use these other presents. Some of the books I'm going to be reading a little bit here to you a little bit later on in the show tonight, and I just welcome. I got a lot of you listening. I know there's a lot of you want to talk. We're going to limit it to one question, one answer. We love all of you. Like I said, we've got everything from Amy Kavanaugh bringing toys to we're all excited about Martin Luther King Day. It's going to be here in Tampa. We're going to have a two-day class with Psychic Jethro, Amy Kavanaugh, and a special guest from New York, friend of Amy's named Glenn, who's a hypnotherapist and very strong, very gifted man who's going to be down working with us here in Tampa for a class. Get with us. Say, I want to come. I want to get in now. Those of you who know, in November, we've got a class set for Sedona. We still have a few openings. It is $295 per head in Sedona. We're looking at here and getting in. You want to get it now before it gets close to it, because as we go into it, it goes to $350. You want to get booked early. When you're coming to a psychic class with me, know that we're going to sit down 2 and 3 day classes. When you're doing a 2 day, you're doing so intense. I give you some paperwork, I get you home, and then we come back. So that's what I want you guys all thinking about. And we just got the word that we're going to be looking at February, President's Day, doing a psychic class in Seattle, Washington. So those of you who are doing this, get with me, get contact, write with me. what are you doing? I want to be in on these days. What are the classes? This is what I can afford. I can give you 3 boobles and a kick in the cha-cha. Can I be there? Work with me. You know, get your tickets bought now. Let's get together, get going, and we'll get you going on this. We've had some really good offers of some other people who want to help. We do welcome with all of you who are putting in. We have a friend of ours in Pennsylvania yesterday called, our wonderful angel, Corinne, friend of ours. I've listened on the show. She has put bracelets that she's going to give in the Christmas baskets from Psyche's Gone Wild. She's offered them. They're beautiful handcrafted. She makes healing bracelets with blessings on them, and they will also be in these baskets. You guys had better email me in. If you don't email me in, then I know you've not gone wild. You've gone crazy. So you better, I'm excited. I'm the one that's going to be doing it, and I'm excited about the stuff we've got. It's like, this is some cool stuff to get. Like Aurora said, I want the basket. You know, so you guys get in. We've filled the phones up. We've got the energy. I did what I was started out to do. And if you remember, the conversation was manifesting. That's what we've done, because now we've manifested a bunch of people to talk to fun. Please limit it to one question answer with me. I do love, I know you guys love the general. I love that. We prove that I'm psychic. You can always go in the site if you're calling in for the first time, or you're just calling, okay, Psychic's Gone Wild, Jethro, what a kooky name. Pick up the archives, look in there, see that I've been doing this for about a year, done it for 30 years. I'm very gifted. Living in the Psychic Realm is my book. You can read that and find out how I am gifted. We're going to turn around and hit 480. You're on live with Psychic Jethro. How are you?
I am great, Jethro. How are ya?
Doing really good. Welcoming everybody to a one question. Got a little time here. Did you hear all the fun stuff we got going on?
Yes, I was here, Jethro.
That's what I thought. I'm glad you called in. We're running through. We got a really full show. So this is Saturday night at 9 p.m. This is what you guys do on Blog Talk now, huh?
Yeah.
Call
you have to
people.
Follow people. Of course. Why not?
I don't. Oh my goodness. Well, you got, and I heard you're going to be doing a psychic show now. You're taking all the psychics and inviting us to come on your show and get wild the 27th.
The 27th and the 28th is called the Psychic Extravaganza. So people will get the word out that don't know you guys and anybody else. So this gives you a chance to platform you and what you're going to do and what you do for yourself. So they'll get a reading as well, the two-hour show. That's on the 27th and 28th. So it's going to be 3 psychics there. So Amy just agreed just a few minutes ago, so she'll be, you know, Saturday with me, you, and her, and then I have 3 others Sunday. So this will give you a chance to plug your book, Amy, because I couldn't find her for the world. So I need to find you, Amy. I need to connect with you because I really would like you on my show just for you, you know, not just this event. But that's what I was trying to do because I went to Psychic's Gone Wild to connect with her, too. So that would give her a platform for more people to contact her as well. So that's what it's all about. And so I'm gonna send you the link. We're getting the banner and everything up so you can see everything, and you can just let everybody know. So we're gonna have a whole wild. It's for 2 days. 2 days, I think, for like 48 hours. We're gonna have psychic doing readings.
I love that. That is really good. And I have to say, honestly, I haven't known yet. I have to look with my schedule. I'd like to, but I have to look and see. It's been, like you're right, very busy and just really phenomenal. And I just want to thank you, Ceci. You've been very good about promoting it. It's like the book. Those of you know, it's in Barnes & Noble, Hastings. You can order it over the Internet. Living in the Psychic Realm, Kay and Jethro Reese Smith. We've just done really well. We've got book signings coming up. We'll be announcing them over and where to get with me privately to see, privately, personally, publicly to say, hey, we love doing that. It's a lot of fun out the public. I do love to sign the books. I've had a lot of people. If you want, I do have a couple paperback books at home here. Get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I'll sign one, send it to you through the mail. For it's like we end up, even with shipping, it's like $19 is what it ends up being. Uh-huh. You've got your own personally signed paperback. I've had a lot of people calling me asking me, what happened to you? What happened is we've just been really, really running, and I think that's going to be excellent, and I really thank you, Ceci. What are you, you're on the other end over here, Avatar. How does that sound to you? Do you sound like Ceci's getting wild again and needs to quit drinking all that healthy juice?
No, just keep drinking the juice. Keep drinking the coffee. Don't give up the coffee. As a matter of fact, I miss my coffee. I'm out now.
Oh no, we got, you got to get with me, get some more coffee, and get that going. And I had a friend tell me today, did you know if you get a hold of Kelly at 719-289-4907 for the black coffee, she's got a deal right now. So those of you who call 719-289-4907, she's got it. Hey, and we got a popular, somebody just hit the button, you get to be in for the contest for the books. Everybody that's hitting the popular tonight, your name will be in on the right side. Now, some of you I know can hit that button two or three times. Put it in there. You want these books. We've got some phenomenal stuff that's in there. I haven't mentioned all of it. It's a Christmas basket, and it's going to be cool. I'm going to have to work out with you guys and get another job on top of this to pay for the shipping of this stuff. You know, I'm just like, Rudolph's going to have a backache and be kicking me in the head if I don't quit putting stuff in there. But we got it fun. We're just looking at it. And this is what it's about. And Ceci, we'd love you just to stay on a little bit with me and Avatar.
Okay.
We're going to go right into the next person. Tonight the phones are playing. You guys grab onto your hats because you're getting to talk to me. It's Psyche's Gone Wild. Yay. 973, you're on live with Chef Ceci and our very lovely friend Avatar in Colorado. How are you, 973?
Hi, it's Arlene.
Arlene, you rock. You did the right thing. You called Psychics Gone Wild. I love it.
All right. I'm excited to hear all the stuff that you guys are doing. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. And are you going to put in for the contest? I mean, all it
yeah.
does is an email. I had a lady
yeah.
tell me, she goes, it's just too much. I go, too much to type
what?
Out your name. Yeah, and she laughed last week. She goes, you and Amy were just telling me about all this stuff. And she goes, I was all excited, but it was too much. I go, too much to type in your name to win prizes.
Yeah.
Lynn Anthony is one of the most phenomenal women shamanics. This book, The Inner Circle, is her latest book. It's going to be in all one book in each of them. So five people will get to have a book by Lynn Andrews. I'm going,
wow.
You know, when I was young in my life in this learning, I read one of Lynn Andrews' books. I'm like, she has an Indian teacher. I'm Native American. She has this life. She's out there kicking butt. She's fighting this medicine man. I'm like, go there, girl. And then she's writing all these books, and then they're like, here she has given us a chance to give away a book to these ones. I'm like, I remember when I was like a kid, I was washing dishes. I'm like, I got to have this lady's book. I don't care. My mom's like, you're going to have to clean that room. I'm like, I will. I'll clean my brother's room with the scary socks. I want that book. I have people telling me, well, I wouldn't put that on there. I don't know if I'm going to put that. It's like, well, you better put your name in. You're silly if you don't. Well, and here we are getting all excited. I'm glad you definitely put your name in. And give me your name and date of birth, and I'll give you a mini reading.
My date of birth is February 1st, 1962.
Yeah, I'm getting some things going on with you there that you've got some healing energy happening too. You've got a lot of green around you.
Yeah.
yeah, you. You're like, no kidding, Jethro. Yeah, it was my plant. I just took. No, I'm teasing you. It's like there's something going on here with green energy, and they're telling me that you've also took on something else here with you. You've took on some other projects that you wanted to happen.
I do.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
I've been caregiving for someone, and then but in the end, for these past few years that I've been doing it, I feel like what I'm going to wind up doing is opening a nursing home.
That's the green. That's what I'm getting, man. It's just like around you. There's like the lights are on. It's time to dance at the disco lime green ball because there's all these positive flashing lights. We've got, you know, and you've got Ceci on here with energy, Avatar with energy. You're getting like about 660 of Turin. And the guys are telling me with you that also, as we're looking at the energy and what's happening with you, Ceci, I'm going to have you read a little bit here. If you don't mind, we're going to do a little round table here.
Okay. Sure. I have to get on my, I'm looking for a job because I did lose my job 2 years ago, actually, in the middle of me taking care of Richard, but I feel like it was not, you know, I was done, but I did lose a pretty big job, and I do have to get back on my feet in order for me to be able to do the long-term goal. So I have an immediate need, and I want to know if, when you see me maybe getting work. I actually did get hired from a consulting firm, but I haven't gotten a project yet. But I am still sending out my resume to my own line of business.
Okay.
You guys still
on
that?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Go ahead. We're here. We're listening. We got some kind of wild sound. There's some pirate out here that's making these sounds. Mr. Captain of the Rum Ball, whoever's doing it. I can hear something, and it's like, I don't know what he's coming in for, but I don't know. I think it's Ceci. Ceci has told us stuff about food, and she has me scared of porky pigs. And I think she's bringing in, she's probably bringing Captain Hook in to tell me to leave the alligators alone now. And I'm like, I never ate that hamburger, I swear. I left it alone.
Oh, no. Just beware of your shoes, that's all. Don't wear alligator shoes.
I have some Italian shoes that rock. I don't know what, but they are, like, so cool.
Sorry,
Kyle.
Well, I'm picking around something around Christmas. You're going to hear a lot of stuff, and I think I'm seeing things are going to start picking up. Is this company going through a reconstruction?
You mean the consulting firm?
Yes.
I don't know. They have different clients. I actually got to do a connect, you know, I have a friend who has a pretty big job with AT&T, and she connected me with the consulting because she said, you know, maybe something I could do, virtual, you know, from home, and this way I could still send out my resume to my own. I came out of supermarket retail, but I was in like upper management. I was in charge of 70 stores. And 4C.
Okay. District manager.
So she said maybe while I'm, you know, looking for another for a job, you know, or maybe this might work for me because it does. It's pretty lucrative, which surprised me, but it is.
Okay. I'm hearing something around Christmas. That's what I'm getting. That not to worry. That something around Christmas. You're going to be hearing something.
Okay.
Whether by letter, more like letter or email.
Okay.
Very cool.
That's what I'm picking up. I don't know what you're picking up. That's what I'm seeing. Because I've seen the word email, and then I've seen a box, a mailbox. I get images, so I have to sometimes paste them together. But then I've seen Christmas trees. But that also gives me Thanksgiving because we put up Christmas trees early now.
I know, right?
And what's wrong with that? Nothing.
So that's what I get, you know. That's what I'm getting the sense of, you know, for
okay.
you. So no, it's like no worries. It's just definitely stay in the moment. And like if you miss what Jeff Chetro was saying about manifesting, believe and walk in that energy like you have it. Do the true things that you do like you do have the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll come in alignment. But that's what I'm seeing. This Christmas
okay.
tree, so it could be November, it could be December. Because like I don't always see time, and from my understanding of my learning, you can't always predict the time because their time might be different. So
right.
that's what I'm getting. So
okay.
that's my images I'm putting together for you.
And you get
okay.
to go now with Arlene. I hope you don't mind. We're passing you around like this little drink of punch here. We've got our – come on, Avatar. What are you getting in Colorado? Tell us now. What are you picking up for her? Avatar
well,
is now
drinking.
No, I'm just – sorry, Avatar.
No, I'm just saying in terms of the manifestation, we have to – you know, kind of just like, you know, we have to make it happen. And the way that we make
mm-hmm.
it happen, confident, you know, we have to be confident that it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that, Arlene. I also like what they said with that. And thank you for being a good sport. And
thank
we're right.
Thank you.
But know that I can also see two other things happening for you. You've got to rest in January and February because your energy is going to such a point that I see you getting a little sick in your chest if you don't in February. They said sometimes you give out so much energy, you have energy there. They keep showing me that they keep saying the guys that they're going to put some other strength around you, and you're going to notice yourself in March once again taking on some more extra stuff. So, you know, try to cut back a little bit, reserve a little of that energy. Remember, you may be the ever-ready battery, but there are times that even you need a little bit of another charge back. I keep seeing this person that, and I teased you to begin with about the man. I keep seeing someone who really is trying to come back around. He's someone you thought that was back out of things. He's going to try to come around, and they said this time you're going to notice that he's trying to just basically, I feel like this is a relative or a family person, but they're trying to, they're not always got your interest at heart. They're more after what they want.
Okay.
I'm hoping, is that helping you? I know that's a wild way
to
put it.
Yeah, it does. I actually think it's an old, I think it's an ex.
Uh-huh.
And I keep feeling like he's in a bad relationship, and I keep feeling like he's going to come back around.
They keep showing him like a Daffy Duck, like he's going, like smooching at you, and your guys are going, oh no, not that again. Sometimes my guys have the sickest sense of humor because they show it to me like a comedy. It's like he's going, and they're like, oh no. Yeah, you were here last time and you were hungry. And it's like, you know, and I'm like, so. I thank you, Arlene. We're doing
something. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and put in for our Christmas baskets, and maybe you'll be one of our lucky November winners. I can call you out over the radio.
Thank you.
Going here, we're going wild, and we always are having one of our energies really strong, and that is we're having the 773-897-6461 phone go a little cuckoo. I've got Avatar and Ceci here with me. We're looking at the energy. We're going to take, we're on another half an hour tonight. We're doing a really wild show. I welcome all of you. We're going to go to 717. You will be the next caller on, so don't go anywhere. But we're going to play just a few minutes of music, and that'll give me a chance to figure out why this computer is doing little silly numbers to me. I know there's a lot of you on the phones. Hang on, we'll be here for you. Amy's going to be telling us in the guest room, any of you in the chat room. She has a place for us. I guess maybe we're going to be able to do the class. So you guys grab on to those phones and call in 773-897-6461 if you're still waiting for the half an hour we've got left of the show, or call if you want to get in on the class 928-284-0437 because we're going to rock this town. got it back. We've got everything happening here. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. And this is Psyche Jethro. Avatar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. We're kind of going through a little bit of energy. We've had a lot of people calling in, a lot of things going on, and we've got a few of you want to do a little bit of a quick one-question readings, and we're looking at it. We just had Arlene on. Going into the callers here, we're having a little bit, like I say, of the usual technical things on there. 717, this is Psyche Jethro. How are you tonight?
Oh, just fine. How you doing?
Good. I want to thank you and welcome for calling in to Psyche's Gone Wild. And I laugh. We've had a lot of people going, what are you doing? We're doing our Christmas baskets, doing work here, and I need you to give me your name and if you have a question, or do you want to just do a general reading?
Well, my name is Jim, and just want a general reading to see if there's anything out there for me.
No problem. Jim, if you'll give me your date of birth.
November 19th.
Okay. Hey, Jim, what I'm seeing with you is I'm seeing a lot of energy. It looks like there's not just water, but there's something else going on with you right now. They're telling me that you've got it's like that color of water, but they're telling me that you've got yourself right now where you feel like it's like you're like an island where you are. There's something, that's what they're saying. They're not like you're on an island, but they're telling me you've got yourself in where there's people that could help or things to go, but you're kind of sitting back, taking a little time for what Jim wants. And I keep hearing that. Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting on several things to try to come together in my life, but I don't know if that's what you're picking up or not.
It's like that type of thing, and what I feel and what they're showing me with it is that there is going to be some very positive outcome. I do get good things coming, but I do feel that it's something financially that's going to be to your advantage here. They keep saying around November, the 11/22. It's like November 22nd. The guides are also telling me that you've got some other things happening for you, Jim, that's also taking on a new energy for you. It's not only that. It's like you have a pretty good gift yourself. You pretty much go with your gut feeling. You sense things and how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've always been able to sense this, and I feel like there's something going on with some kind of realty or financial things.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever pick it? I mean, do you pick anything up like from any of my angels or anything like that?
I do work on that side, and it's when we go through the energies. What I'm getting from the parts of your, I'm picking up from your guide work that they're telling me that you have had quite a bit of other experiences in your life that are also there for you. That they're also there. That the guides are there, and they're telling me that you also have. I keep picking up this. I feel like someone is like on the other side that, and I want to say she. They're saying she. There's a female that on the other side that is over there who lived over here and keeps coming back and forth. She's talking about. I keep seeing like chandeliers, glass, like beautiful, elegant, is the word I want to use. And you said with the angels, but is there a specific thing you want to look at, Jim? I apologize over the radio trying to do with the other. We've got a lot of other ones, too, that are here. Is there something more specific you want to look at or something?
No, just what the near future holds for me. That's the most important. It's kind of what
Great.
The near future holds for me.
Great. Now, I see that the new future with you, as I was saying, November is going to be good with the financing. I do see that there is some new other extension here. When you talked about the angels and the guides, I've always been able to see with the other energies, but I also feel that because of other things in faith, I'm saying you have your faith, but I see that you've got an unconventional angel. Your angel works within the light and does work, but there's some other things that are going to happen for you that's going to come through outside of where you are. I feel like there's something, you know, I keep telling you the island. I keep seeing that you're like, it's like you've got people that like you and they're there, but you're kind of at a point and a crossroad of your life where you're kind of sitting out there deciding which way you're going to build the bridges or you're going to have the bridges that you want.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying that this is going to come through some of its physical means. I see some other things happening. I also see that you've career and business, there's going to be some other money for you next year that's going to be a business that makes you really good money.
Okay.
And I keep hearing the other part of the angel saying to me that you've been through under pressure quite a while. You've got some pressure put on you that was like negative people.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. There it is. And take a compliment. I know you're well, and it's like you're to read you over the phone like this is it's taken a lot of energy out of me because it's like, unfortunately, I didn't get to eat dinner tonight too, and that may be part of it. I love to eat.
Oh, okay.
But it's like I'm getting no, you're okay, Jim. I'm just getting a lot of energy, and what I'm getting is a surge here of what the angels and the guides are telling me with you is that you are not only working towards what you have going on and what you have happening. But it's like what your angels wanted to have with you was they wanted to have you. There's something about the getting out of this. It's like you're stuck between a rock and a hard spot or something before. I keep feeling like you were working a place, and yet you have more potential than that. But the way the situation went, you're kind of in there, and you're working for – I feel like you were working on people that were just cruddy.
That's real accurate. That really is.
Man, it's really intense, and it is. This is where I love with you guys that come on the radio. The one friend said, he goes, well, we got to go a little more. I like to really get into this, but then when I do this, it's like you guys know I do this for a living. But get with me, and I like to really sit down and do like an hour or half an hour with you because you've got quite a bit going. And what they're telling me is that the future and obviously your life taking on these strengths has got some things happening. But this past stuff, and there I just went in a little bit to go a little more, is they're telling me that as the free will, we want to sit down and coach you more. They keep telling me that you should take and do the other job. They're telling me there's another part of going into it, but the finances and things coming through is not only going to be a little bit different conventional, but you've got spouse and other people you've got someone there that's helping you. You got someone else that's going to help you, and some other funds are going to come through even in January and February that you didn't know about. It's going to make things even better. And April's really good. April's a good month for you. Watch with your stomach. I worry like you could have ulcers or something with your stomach.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. I most certainly appreciate the time. I've been listening to you for a while and always wanted to call, and I figured, oh, what the heck, I would.
Glad you did, Jim. Call and follow us on the right side. You know about putting in with this contest, and maybe you'll be one of the ones. I'm glad you did call, and there's a reason tonight. Those everybody's kind of noticing, but you can. I have my nights. I'm obviously very gifted, but I have my nights. I really feel like when I'm trying to get through with yours for tonight, the reason they're telling me also to go around this is that there's something that's not happened yet for you that really needs to be looked at. There's something going on and I keep feeling like I feel like you've got some people that are supposed to be kind of helping you more that aren't, and they're it's like I feel like they're not in the same state as you are, and yet they're supposed to be helping you. You know, it's like when you have like family or different people.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you're a good person. I feel like you've got people that really care and love you, but I feel like there's some other people that need a kind of a little of a bump of saying, help Jim is what I keep hearing.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's great. I most certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you a bunch. Bless you, and thank you for listening in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of people calling through. We've had a really good night, and it's Saturday night. We're up a little later. We're going through some other things, and I want to thank all of you that have called in. We still have a little more time, and we're going to be going into our next caller is 410. What do you know, 410?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you? This is Psychic Jethro of Psychic's Gone Wild. Are you okay?
Good. I was on Skype, and I got cut off.
Well, then Skype's grounded for tonight. I've had enough of them.
Goodness. I'm taking a psychic development class.
Excellent.
And I'm not seeing with my third eye.
Okay. So your energy, and I'm going to have you say your first name to get permission from your guides to read you. That's always asking permission.
It's Kathy.
Okay, and Kathy, I'm picking up that your energy and part of what this is happening with this development class you've got is that they're enhancing and raising your kundalini, the energy that goes around those chakras, and you are a giving person. The guys are telling me, what do you mean you're not seeing? You're handing out so much energy. You've got enough in there for about two or three lighthouses.
That's so funny.
That's funny. That's a good way to make you, yeah, and you are putting out some other energy, and it's going to be in there in the energy, and then that third eye is going to start to raise up. But, you know, a lot of your energy comes through in your dreams. Your purple energy is real strong. You're over there in happy hour in the dream state. Yeah. I've also got, I also feel there's a little bit of, there's someone someone else that's been through some health or something that you're giving energy to. There's a male. I keep getting a male. This male is like, he has kind of a really debonair face. He has really cut features. And you're giving him energy. I keep seeing that like you are helping him, or is he, it's like, I feel this, there's a male that you're giving energy to. You keep keeping him on the good of going.
Could be my husband, because he's been having pre-cancer treatments for his throat.
Yeah, that's the one. He's a good person. I like his energy, but they show him like real noble and just cash back, and it's like you. They keep showing, like the guys are showing me tonight, like you going over going whoom, and you give him energy whoom, and I feel the other part of him that's really strengthening up is that he's also working out with his other part of his angel work, and that's to get things to happen for you. You and him got together. It's really unique. I love that. Your husband. You guys have a really cool link. You know, this is good. And people are like, what do you mean it's a link? Cool. What I'm saying is, when I read the energy, what I see is you two have this really good woven spiritual links across back and forth. And when I saw you handing out the energy with the healing, he also, through the years, has helped with some other energies of yours to ground you into this family life. There's some things there that he, you know, as a person around and stuff, helped you guys, you and him together, have this. I keep hearing the angels that he's going to get through some things too. He's a little surprise cookie, isn't he? You may be the lighthouse, but he's got the battery charger. You two together.
No, he, you know, tonight our conversation was he doesn't believe that, that like I take Reiki and he doesn't believe that, like I can heal from, I can get the energy from someone else, like my Reiki master.
Oh, so he's okay. He's one of those kind
of. He's one of those non-believers. Like, he doesn't believe that I could have psychic ability, that I have to be born with it. And I said, yeah, everybody's born with it.
Exactly. Everyone has a sixth sense. We all have five senses. You know, it's just exactly. And that sixth sense is there with all humans and energies for us to touch. It's like our inner knowing and sensation of the higher power. The neglected gift is dreaming from God, and we all have that ability. You are right. And it's a shame, because he does have other stuff that he does, and that's what I was picking up with the physical things with there. And that's a shame, because he doesn't give you, but he's, and here he is, the other person of the other energy. That's too bad, because by his denial or his beliefs of it, it's there and doing the energy. That's part of why you're also healing him too with the other energies. And so you're going to be the one that opens his eyes. What no more of a better way, as you're doing these other stuff. And I see this also opening, like you said, your sixth sense. I see you balancing up your energy, and you starting to sense and see the auras and sense stuff, and you'll be able to tell him things and sense things from that side of the psychic realm, I call it, and that's the name of my book, Living the Psychic Realm, Kathy, where he'll be able to, you're going to make a believer out of him. That's what they're telling me. They're also telling me that really, as things have happened, it's a shame that he is, because he gives you, he doesn't, you know, he's not aware of it, but he's still, you and him doing an energy exchange. It's too bad with the health in him, because they said that for years, some of his own energies and things have kind of, it's like, you know, it's just a different level, and it's like learning that. You've been pretty much, through the years, going through some other developments, and you shut yours down when you were young. You were very sensitive when you were real young, and then you shut this down. Yours is going to be reopening again, and that's when you'll be able to help and sense her.
Yeah, I've been working on it very, very hard.
I can tell. I can feel it. And it is one of those things, you know, I do know that I do a lot of, you know, classes with, and I feel like this. And I can tell you, Kathy, as a person outside of it, you're not only working real hard, but the guides and angels are going to bless you, that you're going to be able to sense and even open up some more. You know, your angel, and really strong with you, is Raphael, loves you very strongly. You've got that healing angel there, and that healing angel is right now helping you guys. So what's happening is, you're getting some of the healing for your stuff, because you don't seem to know the word slow down. And you get checked out, and they're telling me that the angels keep trying to get you to do it, and you just keep giving out other energy. You're and that's what I was getting earlier. It's like you're giving energy over here, you're giving energy over there, and you're very loved. There's some people in your community that you just give energy. And this is something that's really a good topic that Kathy's bringing up, her husband saying it. A lot of people don't understand that when you're meditating, it's the same energy as when you're in prayer. And those of you who've read my book or understood, Meg would always sit down in the church and sit down and do a prayer. And when she was with our Holy Spirit or talking with the what we call the angels now, she was really very much in prayer and discussion and giving energy. As we talk about Reiki, as Kathy said, other people talk about different types of laying on hands healing. She was able to set color projection healing and heal people just by the energy. It's what you and, you know, natural healers do it just by thinking of people. How many people can say that? I mean, Kathy's like, look at Kathy. I mean, you called tonight. I got to tell you, I was having a little bit of ache and some things going on with my own personal stuff. Like I told Jim earlier on the phone, I'm just like, okay, I'm not feeling. And you caught on the phone, and I can feel you. I feel better. You're giving
you
me
did?
Energy. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Well, you know, I did like two meditations and this and that today. I was like I didn't do much cleaning.
Good.
And he gets mad at me because Saturday it's like, oh, wait, I got to meditate.
You know, you get to play too. It's America. And it's like, you know, and I love with the energy because I could feel with you, Kathy. I can also feel the other strength that's going through right now with you. Is it's like, for me, it's like seeing Reiki as like wiring, like, you know, a big conduit box. And here's the person's energy, and their aura is like an egg, and it's going around, and you see the Kundalini, and it's going real fast, real pretty and vibrant. And you'll see a Reiki healer. Here's a wire there, here's a wire, and those wires are strengthened out. And each person is individual. Like I very much believe that everyone has a psychic ability. And learning what the key is, like a psychic class, is learning what the person does. Everyone knows I had three teachers. I'm now teaching. My quickest thing to learn with people is, are you hearing more? Are you seeing more? Are you a toucher? Most healers are able to really sense with your hands, your energy, and sending and receiving, which really hearing the angels and working with the guides is much easier than seeing them. It's like, you know, looking and hearing. It's those senses. Not always the case with everyone, but I know that's
what
opening,
I think I have.
I think so, too. You're right. You knew where I was leading the witness, didn't you? That's exactly what I feel.
I knew you were going there.
See, you are getting more psychic by the minute on this phone. Here we go. And what I love with it, Kathy, is you're right. We're right on with it. I'll tell you that I have all the abilities, and the reason was it was not only being born with it, but the drowning and those of you who read the book. Also with the new energies that I've seen a lot of people go into the ascension with the Christ-wide energy, and you'll see that this is like that with a healer. That only makes sense because you're putting energy through you and rolling it through. You cleanse, you do your energy, you go about help and healing. So when you're projecting color energy or working with Reiki, working with other healing vibrations, that sense is just like a telephone. It's like you're going sending, receiving. So think of when you're doing that. When you go to look and your eyes open and you're seeing the energy, it's going here. So what happens is it's like when a person that's like, okay, they start losing their eyesight, well, their hearing gets better. It's the same kind of concept. And this is my spiritual belief. And before you guys email me, you'll get in for the contest to win the prize. But please don't email me. Jethro, you're crazy again. Because this is some of my theory. And I do, honestly, I'm gifted. I also have this as a belief. But it makes sense if you think of the scientific that your hearing goes and your other gets better. Look at the fact of it. It's like a child who's really, really praised always does better, or a child who's really, really criticizes don't. Same concept with your energy of it. So when you're doing your psychic one, I have people like, they'll say, okay, like your husband, he's entitled to his belief. Now make sure you fill your cup with a couple of this. I know you. You did this with me. I had a lady tease me. She goes, I will go on and listen to 20 minutes of a psychic show. And then she goes, then I sat down, and it's like I'm in that space. She'll do the energy, and it's just like the energy will just open, and then what we were talking about, her energy will go back into it. And it's like, I know of a lot of people saying that I do see that you're going to be really strong with the hearing, and I can feel like you gave me energy. You're just like I teach you. You're like a lighthouse going wong wong wong
wong wong wong wong. I think I'd like to work with crystals too.
And I can see you doing the ability of them. You know, picking them up, doing the sense, and you know, crystals have male and female energy.
Yeah, I did not know that.
They do, and if you hold on to a crystal with your, you know, your hand and sensing the crystal, you'll feel a male's energy in the crystal is very slow, calm pace, where they say the female energy is more of a hyper, a pitch. It's more of a, you know, a more sensitive. It reminds me of music notes. It's like, you know, bass and tenors usually male, you know, not always, but pretty much, and soprano and altos female. Same type with whatever. I can see you also with the crystals being able to really enhance those, and it will strengthen your abilities like this Wong Wong to where your energy and your raise net will be able to heal not only other people, but you'll be able to enhance your psychic abilities.
Huh. So you said you do see my third eye opening?
I do see it. I see it being a slow process, and you're going to laugh at me, but I don't know if your teacher... Well, I'm just going to tell you what I do. I would take and do the temples, put your hands up to your temples, raise energy, white energies, put your hands up to your temples, visualize that at the, you know, the back of your head on the temples is 3 o'clock. At the bottom of your temple towards going down towards your chin is 6 o'clock. Going out towards your eyes is 9 o'clock, and back at the top of your head is 12. And I would do like a clock there. I would go, you know, I'd start 12, 3, 6, 9, and I would massage in a circular motion. You're going to feel energy and with it. Those of you who know the pineal gland at the back of your head right there, there's your psychic, massage there. Massage that same way. The top of your head is the 12. The right side is 3, 6 at the bottom of the neck. Clockwise massage. And breathe energy. As you're breathing in that light, feel it breaking up that energy. Because your sixth chakra is really tense. And some of it's tense because when you were younger, you had a very critical parents at times. You had a parent that would get really... They were, you know, I'm glad. Everyone knows that I'm a very strong advocate of strong parents or not. But what I'm also saying, you had a parent that was, they were real intense with you. You guys would get really intense.
Was it the mother?
That's what I feel, yes.
Yeah, I thought it would be. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and what's happened is you need to kind of do the energy, and it will release some of that, because you can tell this with different children. I worked a lot with, you know, indigo children, crystal children. I've worked a lot of years with psyche, that they will break that energy around with those kind of auras, and then it will happen different.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. And I would put, you're going to laugh at me, but I would take a lemon, and I would take that lemon and I would massage those spots, massage the back of the neck. Now, I know everybody's like, what? Lemon absorbs negativity. It's the greatest thing to absorb in a healing or a cleansing. A lot of times the lemon will be used. It'll break up that energy of this stuff that's doing it. It'll also really help that chakra. Now, if you're allergic to lemon or citrus, don't do it because it's going to break out your skin. I mean, common sense here, guys. But I am saying that. If you are allergic to lemon, try a brown egg. And do it slowly. I know you're left. Like,
and hope it doesn't smash against your temple.
Okay, well, gently. We don't have to be Thor here. We just rub it and massage. You know, with the massage, you do it at a point and an energy there and at a comfortable pace, it will absorb the things. Now, I know, and I've had people say, I ate that egg afterwards. Now, think about it. You just had it absorb all this odd negative out of you. You took that egg, cracked that egg, and put it in your cookies or fried it. You put it right back into your body. What you
mm-hmm.
eat, you are, guys. So know this is an egg that you're going to do this with, it, and then you're going to dispose of the egg. But I would, and I know that, you know, these are some of the old metaphysical. Kathy, I've got about 5 minutes. I better head, but I hope I helped you. Thank you for turning this.
Thank you so much for spending time with me.
No problem. Bless you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Make sure you email us to get in on that Christmas basket. You can get one sent to you if you go on psychesgone.wild and put in on the, you were there and visited.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. This is Psychic Jester. We're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. We've got quite a few people on the phone. I love all of you. We've had Chef Ceci come in. We've had Avatar from Colorado. We've had friends from all over doing this. And we're still having a few more minutes left to hit the phones. So we're going to go 818. You are a new area code for me. 818, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, Jethro. How are you?
I think I'm silly. I really honestly just feel one of those days.
You're doing great. You're doing great, love.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was like, Psyche's gone wild. I went the delirious. I think there's a point past wild.
Oh, my goodness. You're too much. I love you. I love you. I love your show. You're so wonderful.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yes. I just wanted to just get a general reading from you to see how I'm doing, if I'm going in the right direction, what my angels and my guides are thinking right now, or if they have any messages for me.
No problem. If you'll give me your name and permission from your guides to read.
Danielle.
Danielle, I am getting a lot of angel work around you, and I see you have worked a lot of energies to enhance and increase your energy. The last person was talking about, you know, being around disbelievers. I see you've been around, you went and found people that are into this. You're like the seeker. They're showing me with you in like a compass, and you're doing it. You know, you're out there going, come on, people. And you're like out there on this little mission. I'm going to bring another one in here. And I see that the guides are showing me a funny thing. They said that you used to be like the little puppet, that there was a time you were kind of like this, and then you snuck up and just got a hold of the wires and plugged them into the puppet master. They're telling me. Whoa. You've got a boy. That's a unique one. I don't know. Now you're scaring me. No, not before Halloween, Daniel. We'll have to wait and call it Christmas. She's gonna... Oh, my goodness. And then you turned around with the other energies and you started strengthening up some new work. You've got a lot of work going on there. And the guys are telling me that you're going to be more busier than you've ever been. They said it's like all this. You've got like this flow of not just creative, but all these things that have to get done and do. And I see some other scheduling coming in, and I keep seeing you having you have other people who do some of it, but you have this really, really habit of you like it done right, so you end up going back over stuff. It's like there's a lot of projects there. I'm seeing that. They said that the finance of this year has been a little more tighter than expected. It's going to end up coming out okay, good, but it's costing you. It's been some really wild energies.
Yeah.
You know, and I want you to definitely, you better put in for our contest. I got everybody put in that email. You want to get those books, and especially one of Lynn Andrews. We've got the divine rods that Amy makes. She makes these rods that does the energies to check, you know, your auras. You can do a divining rod. It's like they used to use to get water and, you know, to check for energies and the circular electromagnetic energies and low nodes.
And
you said what else the guys were telling me there. Hey, we got 2 minutes left. You got to call in earlier. What are you doing here at the last minute?
I know. I just got home. And I was like, I got to get in. I just, you know, I was seeing if they had any messages for me or if there's anything I need to work on more, you know, with the angels, or if I'm to work on anything, just work on anything more, or if I'm going in the right direction, or is there anything that I need to add to the repertoire that I haven't yet? Or is there something else that I need to do to try and connect to them better?
I feel there is, and they keep showing me that part of it's working with crystals and part of it's working on some other energies. You know, they keep showing me that I keep seeing you like holding two white crystals, and in front of you seems to be a really strong, it's not onyx, it's obsidian, or it's a strong, darker stone that holds energy, a grounding stone.
Okay.
And I see you working with those energies, and it's just like going through you and flow, and I see this happening. And I see that the angels are showing me with it. You know, we definitely, Danielle, you know, you got to take like one of the classes. I do that and some other ones because I see you working like with some metaphysical classes, a couple of them, like I do with the computer, or getting to one of our classes we're going to have. And you sitting down after a jam-packed week of that, and you've got it all tuned on because you're like a radio right now. Sometimes it comes in. Whoa, 90 seconds before they cut us off, everybody. Block Talk's putting us to bed. You got to come in on our show. We come in late now. We're going to be doing this a little later, trying this out, and I welcome everybody. Tonight it wouldn't let me come in, so I got this extra time. And what I want you to do, Daniel, is I want you to focus really on the energy of what you've got and open and read with your heart, because they said you are so mental. You're very positive. And I didn't say she was mental. I said she was very mental, so get the word. It's a good thing that you are putting in this energy. Come out of there and just go in and read in your heart, and you are going to rock.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you. Bless you. And we're at the last of the show, everybody. I want to tell everybody that's called in, please stay tuned. Come in to Monday. We'll be back. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. We welcome you. We've had a lot of fun tonight. We're at the last 20 seconds. Remember to put in, follow us. We've got four of you that did popular tonight. Any more of you, come on in. Get in to get those votes. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in your submission to get in for those contests. I'll be reading off the different prizes we have in there. We thank you and welcome you and bless you. And until we talk again, stay good. Have some fun. And if you get a chance, talk to those guides because they want to hear what you got to say. Bless you. Good night.
Can they hear me say that?